We will concentrate first on the demand schedule. Note that we have the two schedules, the first showing demand before the report's publication, and the second showing the increase in buyers' values for tomatoes following the report. As you can see from the table, all the values in column 3 are larger than the corresponding values in column 2, because there has been a uniform increase in the demand for tomatoes since people are willing to buy more tomatoes at every price.